Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. About 10 days ago, my family and I were camping up in Baxter State Park, and one of our favorite things to do when we are there is to rent a canoe and to spend time out on one of the lakes. And so at one point when we were out, it was Matthew and I who were in the canoe. He was in the front and I was in the back. And as we were navigating around the lake, I couldn't help but be reminded of St. James' words from James chapter 3, where he writes, "Look at the ships. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs." I thought about this as I was sitting in the back of the canoe steering it. It's amazing when you really stop and think about this that so many of us know from experience. Depending on what type of boat you are in, of course, they are controlled in slightly different ways. But in a canoe, the slightest adjustment of your paddle in the water or in a type of boat that has a rudder, the slightest turn of the rudder has a significant impact on the direction that you are heading. An extra hard stroke of the paddle here, a hard turn of the rudder there, and it has an immense impact on where you are oriented. Now, immediately after this verse in St. James' epistle, he goes on to say, "So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things." So we'll see this in our gospel reading for today as we hear the story of Jesus cleansing the 10 lepers. See, at the end of the story, as we know, only one of the lepers turns around, and offers words of thanks to our Lord for the healing that he had granted. So as we reflect further on this story, our Lord invites us to consider how our own words impact the way in which we are oriented or directed. So today we will consider further how our Lord invites us to direct our hearts to him through our words by using Luther's framework from the Second Commandment to pray, praise, and give thanks. So as we turn to our gospel text, the first thing that we consider is how our Lord invites us to direct our hearts to him in prayer. In verse 13, we are introduced to the group of 10 lepers, and they cry out to our Lord, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." It is this prayer for mercy which directed the hearts of these otherwise helpless men away from themselves and their own struggles and onto the one who could do something about their condition. And of course, likewise, it is this prayer for mercy to which our Lord responds with healing. The prophet Micah once said in Micah chapter 7, "Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but get this, you delight to show mercy." Let that imagery sink in for a moment. Our Lord delights in showing mercy. Like a parent who does their best to hide their emotions, but secretly can't wait to watch their children open the Christmas presents. Similarly, our Lord delights in giving the gift of mercy to those who ask for it. He demonstrated this to us definitively when he took upon our human flesh and suffered and died so that he might show us mercy by forgiving our transgressions and our sins. And so if he has already demonstrated his delight in showing mercy to us by giving his own life up for us, how much more will our Lord continue to grant us mercy when we ask for it in our lives. See, our Lord desires nothing more than that in our need, we would direct our hearts to Him through prayer. So this is why one of the greatest yet simplest prayers that we could ever pray is, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Now, as our text continues, we see, secondly, that our Lord desires that we would direct our hearts to Him through praise. We read in verse 15, "Then one of the lepers, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice." Now, it's interesting to note in this text that the leper praises God before he gives thanks. This suggests that there must be a distinction or a difference between praise and thanks. The question, of course, is, what is that difference? And admittedly, these terms of thanks and praise are often used as synonyms in the scriptures, such as in our gradual for this morning, which began, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High." So that gradual text is using thanks and praise as synonyms, but in our gospel text for today, there is a distinction between praise and thanks. And what that distinction seems to be is this: to give thanks, on the one hand, is to respond to a specific gift. The thanks is related to the gift. However, to give praise has nothing to do with a gift. To give praise is to respond to who God is, His character. We Christians must do both. To praise God is to acknowledge the fullness of who He is. It is to respond to His goodness, even when we don't feel or experience that goodness in a tangible way in our lives. It is in this vein that the psalmist says in Psalm 71, "O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me." And then two verses later, he continues, "But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more." Even in the face of tragedy, when the psalmist fears that the Lord is far from him, he praises him yet more and more. And this is what our Lord desires for us, that we would praise him at all times, even when we don't feel or experience his goodness. This, of course, is extremely difficult. The goodness of God is often the farthest thing from our minds when we're going through a rough time. And yet this is the power of words. Even in difficult circumstances, God's promises and our response to his promises in praise has the power to give us hope so that our hearts can be directed toward him, hoping in the eternal life that we have in our Lord Jesus. Now, third and finally, we see in verse 16 of our text that our Lord desires that we direct our hearts to him through giving thanks. We read, "And the leper fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks." Now, giving thanks, as we've already established, is our response to a specific gift that our Lord gives. And of course, this is certainly the case with the leper in our text. Now, take careful note, though, of the sequence of events in the text. As the text begins, Jesus is in the area kind of between Samaria and Galilee, in the area in the northern portion of what we know as Israel. And he is entering a village. And while entering the village, 10 lepers see him and call to him from a distance, asking for mercy. Then listen to what we're told in verse 14. When Jesus saw the 10 lepers, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Now notice, and this is quite significant, notice that these men were not healed while they were in the presence of Jesus. Jesus didn't say to them, "Be healed, and now go show yourselves to the priests as the Levitical law requires." No, Jesus simply said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so despite the fact that these men were not yet healed, they had to act in faith. They had to make a decision to go and see the priests. They had to act in faith before their healing was granted. And so as they did so, as they went to see the priests, it is only then that they were healed of their leprosy. At this point, of course, one of the lepers notices, "Hey, I'm healed." And so he did the only thing that he could do in that moment. He returned to Jesus to offer him thanks for his healing. Now, there's at least two lessons that we can take away from this. First is the need, quite simply, to pay attention. Our Lord works wonders in the world and in our lives each and every day. The question is, are we paying attention? Do we notice what he's doing? We may pray, "Lord, have mercy," but we're often so focused on our own lives and the fast-paced nature of what we do and what goes on around us that we fail to take notice of the ways in which our Lord provides for us and answers our prayer. Secondly, though, if we do pay attention, do we give thanks? Do we have an attitude of gratitude like that one leper? Or do we just move on with our lives as if we deserve the gifts given to us like the other nine? Now, to be clear, giving thanks is not some kind of law by which we earn God's gifts. Giving thanks is the response of faith. Giving thanks shows that we have received the gifts that he gives us. Giving thanks is one of the primary ways in which we direct our hearts to Christ. And in so doing, we trust that the one who has provided for this need in the moment for which we give thanks, we trust that that same God is the one who will continue to provide for all of our needs in this life and the life to come. May God, by his Spirit, grant us the grace to direct our hearts to him in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.